This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Nahmadu, wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'hdihi wa nasta'ghfiruhu, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَأَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي أَمَّا بَعْدُ. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. We should all praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for once again allowing us all to be gathered here together in this beautiful masjid to pray the Salatul Jumu'ah together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us like we are gathered here, but in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. About 2 weeks ago, my family and I, we decided to go on a bit of a holiday. And we flew to Malaysia. We were there for about 2 weeks. As soon as we landed in Malaysia, the change that we noticed from here and Malaysia, from here, everything being orange and brown, and as soon as we landed in Malaysia, everything being beautiful and green. And as we were driving, we would notice the birds chirping. We would notice that everywhere the rivers are flowing beautifully. You know, people are having fun. The weather was nice. And it was raining every day about 1 or 2 hours. It's the rainy season in Malaysia. And after 2 weeks, when we were coming back on the plane, so just a couple of days back, as we were about to land in Sydney Airport, I noticed from the window how everything was so smoky. The haze just all over Sydney. And then when you look down from the window, you would notice the burnt areas where the bushfires had ravaged through the land. And as we landed, as soon as we got out of the airport, the smoke that you start to breathe, and then you start hearing people cough all around you. SubhanAllah, this was again a reality check for myself, for my family, and I'm sure for everybody here. That what is happening today in Australia, not just in Sydney, but everywhere in Australia, is causing great hardship and havoc on everybody living in this country. And I'm sure there is other major disasters all around the world. But today I want to concentrate on the issue of Australia, on the issue that we are facing currently here in Sydney or in general Australia, where we are currently in drought. It hasn't rained for months and months, or it hasn't rained properly for more than a year. Where our dams currently lay on 44%. That's the amount of water we have in Warraganda Dam. In other places around the outskirts of Sydney or in the other cities or in the other towns, there is approximately 20% in some places, 25% of water left in some of those dams. And they are relying heavily on people giving charity to them, on water being taken to those places. And subhanAllah, we only realize the beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when that beauty has been taken away from us. We realize certain things in our life when those things have been taken away from us. For example, our wealth. We only realize this blessing when the wealth has been taken away from us. We realize, you know, the blood relatives, the ties of kinship, when one of our family members have passed away. There was a brother that I met in Malaysia when I was studying there. SubhanAllah, he mentioned to me that he's from Banda Aceh in Indonesia. He mentioned to me that in the 2004 tsunami, every single one of his family members, his relatives, his father, his mother, his brothers, sisters, his cousins, his uncles and aunts, his grandparents, his extended family, every single one of them passed away. Now, can you imagine the test that this brother had? At that time, he was studying in Malaysia. He was the only member of his family that survived because he was overseas. And he was suicidal after that. He didn't know what to do. And SubhanAllah, by the help of the brothers that were there, the help of the Malaysian government, helped him, gave him citizenship and looked after him. But you only realize the blessing when it has been taken away from you. We realize the blessing of water, such a simple thing, SubhanAllah. But yet every single creation needs water. Every single one of us need water. And we only realize it when water has been taken away from us. When I would see the rain coming down heavily in Malaysia, I would smile. I would look at it and smile. And I'm only making dua to Allah, Ya Allah, would like to see that He pour down, inshaAllah. And I'm sure all of us would do so. A few years back when I was in Saudi Arabia for Hajj, I noticed that after the khutbah, the Imam made a dua. During the khutbah, he made a dua for the rain. And as soon as the Jum'ah finished, SubhanAllah, it started raining. And I would see the people, the Meccans who were there, would come out with buckets. And they were having rain baths and they were catching the rain and they were enjoying themselves. Because they haven't seen rain in years. SubhanAllah, we are currently in that situation. We only need to understand these blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He has made all of us khalifas on this earth. Those who are the caretakers of this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَكُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ سَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, that it is He, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has placed all of us on this earth as those who are the stewards, the caretakers of this planet, of these blessings that Allah has given us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated some of us over others. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ. So that He may test each and every one of us with these blessings. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ سَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swift in punishment. وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Verily He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Allah wants us to ponder upon His blessings. The blessings of this rain. The blessings of the family members, the blessings of your wealth, the blessings of your time on earth, the blessings of what you have. He wants us to understand these blessings and to take care of these blessings. Because one day, these can be taken away from us. Everything that Allah has created, He has created it in a well-balanced form. So that we may not overuse it. We should take care of it by using what we need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدَنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْزُونٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشَ وَمَنْ لَسْتُمْ لَهُ بِرَازِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and the earth we have spread it and cast in it firmly set mountains and caused to grow in it things that are well balanced. And we have made for you in it a means of living. And sustenance does not depend on you. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that He has created all of these things, the natural creation, the environment. Everything is in well-balanced form. I'll give you an example. If you look at the blue whale, such a massive creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the biggest animal on earth. This animal eats krill. It eats krill, such a small creature. But subhanAllah, imagine every single day the amount of krill that a whale, one whale, has to eat. Approximately, they say 40 million krill per day a blue whale eats. Now imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the amount of krill that He has created to sustain these whales. It's an amazing thing to think about. It's an amazing fact to think about. But yet Allah has created everything well balanced. And if we, human beings, supposedly those who are the stewards and the caretakers of this earth, overuse these creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will take this blessing away from us. How many of us today are wasting so much water? How many of us today is wasting so much food? Every day we are throwing food away. We are turning on the tap and we are waiting for the water to warm down. And subhanAllah, all that water is being wasted. So this is something to think about, because the blessings of Allah can be taken away from us. Now since we are in this disaster today, what can we do as Muslims to take care of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can get this beautiful rain back? The first thing that we need to do, we need to develop a deep concern for the environment. A very, very deep concern. You don't have to be an environmentalist and go out and protest on the streets. There's no need to do that. All you need to do is to be a Muslim. That's all you need to do. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions in countless of our hadith how to take care of the environment that Allah has blessed us with. So all we need to do is to be a Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Inna dunya hulwatun khadiratun wa inna Allaha mustakhlifukum fiha." He said, "Indeed, the earth is green and beautiful, and Allah has appointed you His stewards over it, the caretakers over it." And this hadith is in Sahih Muslim. So in this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam orders us and tells us that this creation of Allah that you can see around you, you need to take care of it. You need to maintain it. You need to look after it. And we need to develop this understanding, this concern in our hearts and in our minds. Because if we don't develop this concern, we will not take care of it at all. And we might be in a situation like we are again today. And inshallah, this doesn't happen ever in the future. Number two, we need to plant crops, vegetations and trees. We need to do more for the environment by planting plantations, vegetations, trees, crops, fruits, vegetables. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in a hadith, if a Muslim plants a tree or sows the field and humans, beasts and birds eat from it, all of it is love on his part. He will be rewarded for it. So imagine if you have a bit of space in your backyard and you decide to plant a little bit of crops and vegetation, a little bit of fruits. And if you notice birds eating from it, Allah will reward you for it. And you can afterwards take out the vegetables, take out the fruits, eat it yourself, give it to your family, give it to your neighbors. The amount of hasanat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, the reward that Allah will give you, it is unimaginable, subhanAllah. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause more fruits and vegetables to grow for you, and the trees and the plantations to grow in this country. Number three, slaughter animals or use animals only what you need for your consumption only. Nothing more than that. As I mentioned previously, that Allah has created this earth and everything in it in a well-balanced form. It is very important that whatever we slaughter, whatever we eat, any meal that has been cooked, only consume, only take what you need. And nothing more than that. Because what you do is you are overeating, you are over-slaughtering, you are throwing away the food. Today when you go to restaurants, the amount of food that has been wasted, you see, you sit down on your tables and you see other families sitting down. And once they're done, they get up and walk and you see the amount of food that is left. That's them. Then think about your table. The amount of food that is left on your table, subhanAllah, that is being thrown out. This is not thinking about the blessings of Allah. This is taking advantage of the blessings of Allah, overusing the blessings of Allah. And therefore, today, look at the meat prices in Australia. Look at the prices of fruits in Australia. Look at the prices of everything that we consume here in Australia. It has gone up so much. And we are feeling the pinch of it. We are feeling it when we go to the butcher, when we go to the market to buy things. SubhanAllah, and now that the prices are increasing due to the bushfires and the drought that is happening in Australia. One of the reasons is because we don't take care of this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing that we can do in this regard, if we do have food left over, and this is something that I've started with my family, and many people have already started this, and we should do this, is if there is a little bit of food left over, then have an area, maybe in your backyard, or somewhere where you can put the remaining food for the animals to eat at least, for the birds to eat at least. The water, you can have a little bit of air, a space in the backyard where you can have water where the birds can come and drink from it. You are taking care of the environment and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for it. Number four, take care of the animals that you have, meaning your pets or other animals around you. Take care of them, look after them. Because there is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he tells us a story about a woman. And this woman, who was a very sinful woman, yet when she saw a thirsty dog, a dog who was thirsty, a dog that we consider najis, some of us, or the saliva of the dog that we consider najis. Some of us would never even think about helping a dog. But yet it is a creation of Allah. This woman, a sinful woman, who was supposed to be doomed to hell, decided to go down the well and take water in the leather sock and then give it to this dog to drink. Because of this deed, Allah loved this deed so much that Allah forgave all of her sins and she'll be admitted into paradise. Another story of another woman who was very cruel to the cats that was around her. She never used to feed them. She would abuse them, she would torture them. And those cats who passed away, who died, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that she will be doomed in the hellfire. These are the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For us to ponder, to contemplate, to think about how to take care of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will continue with a few more points in the next khutbah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. The next point, and this was the main point that I want to speak about, is use water wisely. Use water very, very wisely. On average, and this has been studies has been done on this, on average, a person uses 300 to 380 liters of water per day. Think about this for a moment. 300 to 380 liters of water per day. For drinking, for showering, maybe using it outside on the garden, you know, for the daily use, for flushing the toilet. 300 to 380 liters of water per day. On average, a person showers for about 10 minutes. And he uses 65 liters of water. 65 liters of water is used in that shower. So every day that we shower for about 10 minutes, on average we're using 65 liters of water. The old shower heads, the old ones, not the ones that save water, but the old ones, they use 19 liters of water per minute. 19 liters of water per minute when you turn on the shower. Imagine, just think about the amount of water that we are using, subhanAllah. That's the amount of water we use. And in America, there was a study that was done for about 100 Muslims. And they want to see the amount of water that these Muslims use when making wudu. And the study shows that they use on average 6 liters of water per wudu. 6 liters of water per wudu. Now think about that, 6 liters of water in wudu. Approximately, you know, 60 or so liters of water when you have a shower, and 300 to 380 liters of water per day generally we use. Now let's look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, it is mentioned exactly the amount of water the Prophet used when making wudu and when having a shower. It's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when making wudu, he would use one mud of water. And the approximate calculation of one mud is 680 milliliters of water. Not liters, 680 milliliters of water. 0.6 liters of water the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would use when making wudu. That's it. So just a little bit over this much of water, 600 milliliters of water. That is how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would use when making wudu. What about when he would shower? It is mentioned in the same hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would use one sa'ah of water or four mud of water for his bath, for his shower, which is approximately 2.75 liters of water when making the shower. Or you can, if you want a whole number, 3 liters of water per shower. I remember a few months ago, our water heater broke and we need to change it. So, and we obviously needed to have a shower. So we decided to get a bucket, and every time my kids or myself would shower, we would, you know, warm the water in the kettle, and then we'd put the hot water in the bucket, and then we'll fill up the water. How much water is that? Maybe about 9 liters, or a bit less than that. That was the amount of water I would use for the shower during that time. And then I would think about it, subhanAllah, if we can have a full shower with that much water, then subhanAllah, just turning on the tap, and about 68 liters of water we use per shower. Just think about the difference, subhanAllah. And that made me think that what can I do? What can us Muslims do to preserve this water? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, once he saw a man next to a river, he was doing wudu. And he was wasting a lot of water as he was doing wudu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam got upset at him. And he said to him, "Do not waste this water." The man said, "Ya Rasulullah, it's a river of water. It's flowing. Why? There's nothing wrong with this." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "La tusrifu fil ma walau kuntum ala nahrija." Do not waste water even if you are next to a flowing river. Even if you are next to a flowing river. I mean, we know, just a couple of years back, we had 100% water in our dams, raining every day. And yet, subhanAllah, we don't realize the blessings of Allah and we would waste so much water. And that could be the reason why we are in this situation today. Well, we are told not to use the hoses. We are told not to wash our cars. We are told, maybe later on, if it doesn't rain, how to have showers, subhanAllah, or limited time in the showers. If I can ask the brothers of you to move forward, inshallah, a little bit more forward. There's a lot of brothers outside, they need a bit of space. And those brothers who are outside, you can come inside, inshallah, you'll find some space as the brothers are moving forward. Jazakumullah khair. The next point, number 6, what we can do, inshallah, to change the situation is give sadaqah. Give sadaqah, give charity. Now, how does charity help us to solve the problem of the rain? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, the Prophet ﷺ said, "لَمْ يَمْنَعُ قَوْمٌ زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ إِلَّا مُنِعُ الْقَتَرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَلَوْلَا الْبَهَائِمُ لَمْ يُمْطَرُ." The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Never do people withhold charity from their wealth, but that a portion from the sky will be held back." Those who do not give charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will withhold the rain back. And he said, were it not for the animals, it would never rain. Were it not for the animals, it would never rain. SubhanAllah, we are in a situation where our people here are suffering. Our Muslims are suffering. The non-Muslims are suffering. It is our job to stand up and to give charity, to help them, to support them. As the community at large, as Australians, as Muslims, we need to dig deep and help and support in this great cause of helping those people who are affected. And not just that, giving sadaqah generally will help solve the problem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring down abundance of rain. And lastly, the last point, that we need to make sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the ways that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will use in the problem like this, in a situation like this, was he would gather the Muslims and he would pray Salatul Istisqa. Now, yes, we have done this the previous weeks, but this should also continue, inshaAllah ta'ala. And other than this, during your salah as well, while you are in sujood, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain. Get up for tahajjud, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain. And if you are sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshaAllah change our situation. And we know that if all of us get together and do our part to preserve the environment, to take care of these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then definitely it is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will change the situation, will bring down abundance of rain, and will become living inshallah in this beautiful Australia once more. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every one of us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us change the situation from what we have to something better inshallah. Ibadullah. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اغفر لنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا وارحمهم كما ربيانا صغارا والجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقيم الصلاة